I the meanest?
Showing up.
Am I the prettiest?
Showing up.
Am I the baddest mofo go down around this town?
Showing up.
Well, who am I?
Vegas.
Who am I?
Vegas.
I can't hear you.
Vegas.
Please enjoy.
What up, y'all? I'm Vegas, and this is One to Flow On. Topic today is New Rules, Part 2. So Drake had some words about Jay-Z, basically Jay-Z, in an interview about the art references in his hip-hop lyrics and kind of driving his hip-hop music, along with the whole Watch the Throne thing, and in some respects, some of the things that Kanye's been doing. Him and Jay-Z have kind of been on this real art kick as far as, you know, what's hot and setting the trends. And, you know, I'm not lying. I feel like Drake in some respects, where I didn't mind it so much because it's something different. But at the same time, it probably, except for My Beautiful Dark Fantasy, it wasn't really executed well when it came to their music. It was kind of like name dropping, but instead of dropping name dropping clothing or name dropping alcohol, they name dropping artists and things of that nature, which I guess is cool if you like it. Jay-Z decides to hop on this remix with Jay Electronica and take jabs at, you know, Drake about it. And, you know, it's cool or whatever. Jay-Z's older. You know, Drake and the whole Jay-Z battle thing, I don't really take it that seriously because it would just be silly. But this is hip-hop. And if a battle, maybe not a straight-up head-to-head battle, but, you know, a line-for-line, maybe song-for-song even, battle were to occur between Drake and Jay-Z, Drake would win. Now, when I say that, I'm not talking about Drake being a better MC. He's never been even close to Jay-Z's league when it comes to straight up rapping, period. And I'm pretty sure if Jay-Z really dug in, he would come up with a takeover too that could possibly end Drake's career, but it would never happen. You know why? Because battles are judged by the fans, and not just fans of the particular artist, fans of hip hop in general. And unfortunately, today, fans tend to take a different perspective on battles, on rap battles. You know what I'm saying? Some dudes only see how you're rhyming. You know what I'm saying? They don't really listen to the words and how it applies to this situation and that person and the wordplay and things of that nature. Sometimes it really depends on status. So I could easily see two legitimate diss songs coming out from them both. And let's say Jay-Z just murdered him on some real hip-hop, right? Some people will just look at the fact that he's older. And why is he even dissing? So nothing Jay-Z can say will ever have weight to help him against somebody like Drake. Like, you know, some things may be funny and may be true, but if you took a poll at some of these stations whose demographics skew younger, Jay-Z would never win. And if he did win, I would even trust that. Because nowadays, and this isn't just the younger generation, it's the older generation too, but nowadays people tend to jump on those trend bandwagons quick. And if the consensus is that Jay-Z is better and his music is already going to be better, therefore this diss record is better, people will jump on it without even really caring about what Drake has to say, because he's Drake, he sings. He's not Jay-Z. He's haven't released a Reasonable Doubt like album, American Gangster, Blueprint, you know. So it would be hard, you know what I'm saying, for us to judge those two. I don't even think Kanye could get away with straight up having a diss record for diss record with somebody like Drake, because in some respects people will look at him as being kind of washed up and and older and why you go at Drake. So I think at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, the new rules in which hip-hop fans govern, you know, what's hot and what's not, will kind of take away from the essence of a head-to-head battle. Now, if you really want to look at a head-to-head battle that could be judged off of skill, because it would be quite even in regards to ages and, you know, and status in some ways, I really like how Drake has kind of turned his back on the challenges made by Kendrick Lamar. That's your challenge. Not Jay-Z, not Kanye. We know they're still kind of big, this, that, and third, but your challenge is Kendrick Lamar, and he issued it, and you went in the other direction, and that's not hip-hop. I'm Vegas, and that's one to flow on. Check out my blog, hiphoppolitik.com, and follow me on Twitter at VegasWorldINC.